Are you a beautypreneur seeking for your next breakthrough? Then this podcast is made just for you. The Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast will help you navigate through life, family, and the world of entrepreneurship. Listen to each episode and unravel your inner strength, your brilliant mind, and your complete sense of beauty. And now, here's your host, the ultimate beautypreneur, Nikki Tang.
Hello, welcome everyone listening to this podcast and welcome to the new month of November. It's almost Christmas and already I can feel the festive mood. Very different from our experience for the past 2 years. Yes, we are on a rebound and I'm so looking forward to more positivity around us. Hello, this is Nikki Tang and today I'm going to go deeper into one of the most important life skills to possess. Effective communication. With the ease of communication brought about by the digital age, there seems to be a disconnect in the transfer of information from one to another. Hence, there is miscommunication. The power of communication is still underutilized by most of us when, really, there is a tremendous horizon for growth. I believe that investing time to understand this powerful human attribute is well worth it. Have you ever been upset with someone, but after learning the details, realized that the thing you were so upset about didn't even exist or occur? Or perhaps you've been the victim of someone else's anger as a result of their misunderstanding. Communication, or the lack thereof, is powerful enough to make or break any relationship. Language gives strength to communication. But communication sans language is also possible through images, signs, sounds, body language, facial expressions, and more. Language is a part of communication, but not communication in itself. It doesn't take much to cause a major disaster when a simple mistake in relaying a message is made. Thus, the seemingly simple ability to communicate information accurately, effectively, clearly, and as it is intended to be, should not be overlooked or underestimated. For me, I truly believe that communication is power. Communication is a tool for survival and coexistence in the present world. It is one of the biggest success factors in any relationship with employees, team members, co-workers, customers, friends, and even people that we do not know. With this, let us all understand what is communication and what are the processes that define communication. The root word of communication is from the Latin word communicare, meaning to share or make common. Communication is simply the act of transferring information from one place, person, or group to another. In every communication, it involves at least one sender and a receiver. It involves a relationship and interaction between participants. To understand what communication is all about, we need to check into the whole context of it. The first key to its definition is the process. A process is a dynamic activity that is hard to describe because it changes almost instantaneously. For example, you and your sister were in a restaurant and talking casually as you sat yourselves at the table. There is communication there, but then the waiter comes and hands the menu. You ask him what his recommendation was. Your sister may give a recommendation since she frequents the place, and the feedback or response from your sister and the waiter, who are in essence your audience, may cause you to reevaluate what your response will be. When we interact, all these factors, and many more, influence the process of communication. The second keyword to define communication is understanding. To understand is to perceive, to interpret, and to relay our perception and interpretation to the information at hand. Taking the example of your sister and you at the restaurant, she suddenly points out through the glass window a motorcycle rider and a motorcycle lying on the ground. It was a nonverbal communication, but you understand that there has been an accident. Next comes sharing. In communication, sharing occurs when you convey thoughts, feelings, ideas, or insights to others. You can also share with yourself in a process called intrapersonal communication. When you bring ideas to your consciousness, ponder how you feel about something, or figure out the solution to a problem, or have a classic aha moment when something becomes clear, that is communication. Finally, meaning is what we share through communication. When we say the word booze, we understand the meaning of it as a bottle of alcohol. Same for the word nappies to refer to diapers. By looking at the context of the word that is used by asking what is the meaning of the word, we can discover the shared meaning of the word and understand the message. In the examples of communication that I have stated earlier, some are not verbal, right? That's because communication isn't only verbal. So how else does communication and the transfer of information take place? Our first impression of communication is only through vocal communication, but communication is also transferred in written form through print or digital media such as messages in Messenger, Viber, or Twitter. Your message of inspiration and resources can be in the form of books, in blogs, in the scripts, or in the information on your websites, etc. Your message is also transferred visually. Visual as in the form of a picture, which can paint 1,000 words, by graphics, the use of maps, charts, and even your company logo. And speaking of the company logo, our company DMark Beauty's logo brings across the message of beauty and prestige, the authority in beauty. The global beauty expert. Our logo comprises 4 features: the crown, which is a symbol of authority, the water drop, which symbolizes innovation and the beginning of new ideas, the united petals, which symbolizes inclusivity for the community, and the flower, which symbolizes beauty. With this, our logo communicates those attributes and our values. Communication can also be conveyed through nonverbal gestures such as body language, pitch, and tone of our voice. When the tone of our voice is high, it conveys the message that we want our message heard by everyone or that we are angry and disappointed. Do you know that body language is one of the deciding factors during job interviews? During cross-examination, body language can also reveal a person's guilt. You can measure how good your communication skills are by observing how well you have been able to transmit the intended information and how well it has been received. The most successful organizations understand that if they are to be successful in today's business world, good communication at all levels is essential. In the book of Erin Mayer, The Culture Map, Breaking Through the Invisible Boundaries of Global Business, she said communication is the key to breaking cultural barriers. Without going deep into cultural differences, her inputs about communication can serve even the most simple communication activities right in the smaller confines of home and at work. There are different characteristics of communication that we need to understand in order for us to have clarity in communication, especially in business. First is in the context. There is a low context and high context. In the low context, good communication is precise, simple and clear, but the message are expressed and understood at face value. In the high context style, good communication is rather sophisticated, layered, and has many nuances. Messages are both spoken or you read between the lines. Messages are often implied but not plainly expressed. It takes a masterful communicator for a message to be understood even by just reading between the lines. Second, it can be either direct and indirect. For example, in giving direct feedback, communication is frank, bluntly honest. On the other hand, indirect feedback is provided with subtlety, flexibility, and with diplomacy. Positive messages are used to wrap negative ones. There are qualifying descriptors such as slightly spicy, sort of unclear, kind of inappropriate. The next one is the exchange of ideas. Communication is a source of trust, especially in task accomplishment in business-related activities. You communicate being reliable when you do good and efficient work. Work relationships built on trust are gained slowly over long terms by sharing ideas, information, even confiding personal secrets. In order to complete the process of communication, there must be an exchange of ideas, orders, feelings, etc. among two or more than two persons. Fourth is that communication is a continuous process. Communication is an endless process, as is the case of a business where the manager continuously assigns work to his subordinates, tries to know the progress of the work, and gives directions. Communication is a thread of email communication, back and forth, to clarify matters, to give information, to share ideas, etc. And from my own point of view, communication is also symbolic. The ringing of the bell at school symbolizes the end of the school day. The ringtone heralds an incoming phone call. The ringing of the bell at the stock exchange means the market is open. And, obviously for individuals who are unable to communicate by speech, communication is through symbols. As we are in the topic of communication, am I able to communicate my message across with clarity? Are you able to get valuable insights from the topic that I'm sharing with you? If it does, I am sure a lot more people will be able to also benefit from this podcast. As communication is sharing, I would like to encourage you to share this podcast to your friends, family members, and colleagues. Who knows? This might just be the motivation or inspiration that someone needs in their current status in life. All episodes can be listened to from the popular podcast platforms such as Anchor, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Why is communication important, and what is the significance of possessing good communication skills? If you possess good communication skills, it is bound to help you in every aspect of your life, right from your personal life to professional life, to social gatherings, and the like. Communication skills can always be worked upon and improved, and it is never too late to work on them. If you work towards developing your communication skills, it can improve the quality of life. In your professional life, whenever you apply for a job or expect a promotion, the primary skill that every employer or manager looks for is whether you demonstrate good communication skills. This skill is given so much importance because you need to be able to communicate appropriately with a lot of people, exhibit a rich and varied vocabulary, tailor-made your language based on your target audience, present your ideas appropriately, write concisely and clearly, and function well within a group. To add to this is listening. It's an important factor to communication. It's easily overlooked as people tend to focus more on what they say rather than listening to what the other person is saying. Knowing when to pause to allow the other person is very important to communication. It conveys respect and a willingness to hear the other person's point of view. Communication is a big demand in businesses. Oral and written communication proficiencies are consistently an all-time highly ranked by employer surveys year after year. Customers desire nothing more than to be understood by a company, and they wish to feel that they are being heard and listened to. This is a particularly important point if your business involves a large amount of contact with customers, either face-to-face or over the phone or in emails. Some companies even have a separate customer service department solely for the benefit of clarity in communication. For businesses, it is utterly important to bring their message as to why they are in business, to be of service, to help people with their products, to convey their mission, to innovate with technology, and so many more. All learning happens through communication. Communication is power and the lifeblood of learning and acquiring any kind of knowledge. It has played an important part in your existing knowledge and beliefs. You can learn to speak in public by first having conversations, then by answering questions, and then by expressing your opinions. You learn to write by first learning to read, then by writing, learning to think critically. To sum up on the importance of good communication skills, it helps you absorb information and express your ideas in a clear, concise, and meaningful way to other people. Communication can solve or cause problems. It can make or break. It is the way we represent ourselves, make requests, share how we feel about the world and others. It's our personal marketing and branding tool. A key differentiator between people who are successful and people who are not is the effectiveness of their communication skills. Successful people tend to communicate with power, while others lack this quality. If you lack effectiveness, you may end up sending uninspiring or even wrong messages. I believe communication is one of the most important intangible assets we have as human beings. How are you using yours? Two things you can take back are words and time. To close, let me remind you to always remember to use your communication power responsibly and in the most effective way. Lots of love, Nikki. That's all for today. I really appreciate your time as you tune into this episode of the Grace, Grit, and Glow podcast. If you were inspired by what you have just listened to, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Since you've gone this far, I'm also inviting you to join my Facebook group, Beauty and Beyond. Just click on the link in the show notes below and connect with like-minded entrepreneurs across the globe. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast to listen to upcoming episodes. Until next time.